Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our
Little
show.
He's back. Mr. Big Willie himself. Shut up. The Freightliner Cascadia 125 luxurious state-of-the-art cab. You have a floor-to-ceiling TV screen back there?
Are you sick or something?
Yeah, I've been sick. Apparently you weren't listening this morning. Apparently you couldn't listen this morning now that I think about it. It sounds worse than it really is. It's my throat.
Damn.
I'm feeling fine, but it's the throat that's been it's pretty rugged stuff. So anyway, what's going on with
Mr.
you?
Mr. Deep Pockets gave it to you.
Well, I told him no French kissing. I told him no French kissing,
right.
But he is the boss, so what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? Anyway, so what's going on with you?
I'm just thinking something. No, I do not have a TV in here. We went over that once before. I don't have time for TVs and luxurious items. I got a microwave and a Yeti cooler and turquoise blue because I didn't think nobody would steal the turquoise blue one. And that's about it.
Okay. So what's going on with you these days?
Your voice is cracking me up. You sound like you got a... My uncle used, when he had throat cancer, had one of them nanny things he would talk with. That's what it sounds like. You're killing me, man. Killing me. Anyhow, well, the rejection rate on flatbeds, I was reading this morning, last night, is 42%. For people that don't know, that means the flatbed carriers are actually rejecting the loads because their prices are too low. The brokers are trying to put out the pricing, it's just too low. And some of the rates are going up and some of the brokers are trying to play catch up now. Simple loads in New York now, that most of them I seen yesterday, there had to be 60 loads going to PA in New York from a high of $6 a mile on the debt board. The guys like me were in a regular thing with a regular spot. They really don't like moving the rates up, and they did give us a little extra yesterday because it goes both ways. You know, we give a little, they give a little. So I'm in a good position where I don't have to worry about it too much. But if they don't catch up to where everybody else is, then they're going to have to worry about all the drivers leaving there, and they'll be stuck with the leftovers. That's just how the cookie crumbles, you know. And as Jim Carrey said in a movie, I don't know if you got that or not. you remember that movie? Anyhow. I see China's trying to do some talks with everybody to come up with this nuclear plan to help everybody get on board with it. Apparently they've already been talking. I see Trump now saying he might talk to Iran finally. I think he's getting the squeeze put on with this oil. The world uses, 105 million barrels a day or something crazy, and the whole world. So, you start taking it out of the reserves, 300 or 400 million in reserves, and that's like half of your reserves. That's not a big storage facility in my eyes. I mean, so you're talking a good 10, 12 days, that's all you got. So, but there's a lot of stuff going on. The gas prices are going up. Everybody's feeling the struggle, and especially the truck drivers, which is going to trickle down to everybody. You know, trucks get 6-7 miles at a gallon. Some get less than that. So you figure a trip that was, $3, whatever the math is, and now it's $6. So you're doubling your money easily. I'm spending $700-$800 more a week now. So thank gosh, I got that extra money a week from Mr. Deep Pockets. So you might see less air conditioning this summer, and Dimitri. So I'm glad your show's in the morning. I think that's why Steve is so skinny. But hey, is there any way you can ask our production manager if he can put our song into rotation during the day? Johnny,
throat cancer.
Do you, Well, it just sounded like it, yeah. Well, that would be your karma, I guess, your luck. If you did get something, you'd probably get something to take your voice box out, and then that'd ruin your whole career, and then everybody around you would be like, thank goodness, that guy's quiet as heck now. Well, I don't wish that on anybody. I've seen it in action, a few people, and not good stuff. But anyhow, the way the world is today, everybody's going to get something, no matter what you eat. The McDonald's CEO, if everybody's seen that one, it's hilarious. I went and tried the McArch burger because I just had to see what all the hype was. And it was okay. So just another burger with some fancy sauce on it, real big. I've lost a lot of weight. I didn't want to eat at all, but I did take a big bite, and I wanted to finish it for lunch, but I saved it. I didn't eat at all. So I don't understand some of that stuff. Why people like Burger King CEO, and he takes a big bite. Wendy CEO takes a big bite. I mean, if there's that much news over CEOs taking bites of their food, who in the heck wants to eat there to begin with? Yeah. If they can't eat there every day and eat like everybody else, why would we want to eat there? Right? So that just tells you there's bad news right there in the stuff. You're awful quiet today.
Throat cancer? Really?
You're awful quiet. You know what happened to me yesterday?
I have no clue.
I had to buy more storage in my emails, and my messages thing was filled up from all the people thanking me for coming back on because the show was really dropping in that week. And I said, look, you know, I said, I'm sorry. I had to do what I had to do for myself. I had some stuff going on. I had to negotiate my contract out a little better. And sometimes you got to step away from a great thing that I brought to the table. and I know I broke some hearts and some feelings. And my buddy Jim, clear out in Kaiser, West Virginia, he was sending me messages. And people down in Charleston and Somersville were sending me messages because they all listen on the app. And you know, they compared me to some of the greatest country shows that are out there on the radio. Like Big D and Bubba and some of those. And I just want to say thank you to all those people. I'm glad I can help Dimitri out. Maybe when he ever gets back on Facebook and they let him out of jail, he'll be able to see some of the responses that I've been getting. But he can't see nothing right now. So if you want to send me a message, go ahead and DM me, and I'll forward it to Dimitri every day to let him know how much we love him. Well, me bringing his show back to life. You know what I mean? So, no, I don't want no praise or nothing at all, Dimitri. No praise. You don't have to thank me. Don't give me a card or a gift certificate or put me in a drawing and use an alias so I can win some tickets or something. Yeah, nothing like that. Nothing. Yeah, just go support us. Y'all, we'll be out at the Cambridge Pritchard Laughlin Center, too. For the Home and Garden Expo. So I don't know if I'll be there yet, but I know we'll have a booth set up. And I did get a call from our marketing director yesterday, from Jenna down there, and she said the same thing. She was overwhelmed with messages and about me coming back, and they're glad I came back, and I'll be posting some stuff on Facebook and you know, and getting more involved with that again. And I just want to thank everybody. And again, no, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back whatsoever, but I'm just glad that I could help out your show. Steve, if you need help, just let me know. I know Steve's got, I ain't got time really, but gosh darn it, if I could pre-record something for you, Steve, let me know. Anybody needs help. So anyhow, back to Trump and China and Iran. You just keep quiet there, Dimitri. I don't want you to hurt your throat anymore. It'd be the best thing for it. Anyhow, so I know everybody's mad at Trump and the MAGA Nation. You know, I don't agree with everything, but the more I research, like I said yesterday, if you research everything, I think we made the right move. But I also thought we made the right move in GW was in there, and he said we had weapons of mass destruction, and we had to go in. and we learned that that wasn't true. So how much is true, how much is false? I think the main thing is that I'm getting out of this is if you see it on social media, you see it out in public, they put these people, these agitators out like January 6th, and I'm not trying to say anything about it, but there's known fact that they put agitators out there. These billionaires and elites are putting people out protesting and are not peaceful, and they're doing this stuff on purpose. But we're so blinded by the effect of it, and we're so set on like a tunnel vision to what we believe in by what they're posting online that we can't see past the BS and the piles of crap and realize that the only people that are being taken for a ride is us, the people listening to this station. And well, there might be some elites listening now, you never know. Once the word gets back out, I'm sure there'll be somebody, Soros or Bill Gates or Elon, somebody's going to tune in and want to know about Big Willie and Dimitri's show. Three eyes. I always get that wrong. Anyhow, but the people got to understand that this is why they're doing it. It's all a farce. It's all a smoke shield, a smoke screen. Not a smoke shield, but a smoke screen to what they're doing and taking the eye off of everything else, including, but not limited to, the Epstein files, maybe some other stuff that's going on in the country they don't want you to know about. The Somalian thing was there. It died. Homeland Security. Oh, kick them out. They're taking all the people out and all the illegals. I ain't heard crap about it in the last 2 weeks. I ain't heard nothing about Epstein the last 2 weeks. For 11 days or whatever the war's been going on now. Or Operation Epic Fury. That sounds like a operation I'd have in the bathroom after Taco Bell. Anyhow, you all of a sudden you lose sight of everything that was there, and then we forget everything that's happened because of something like this. So whether it's done on purpose or not, we're going to pay the price. We're paying the price now at the pump. We're going to pay the price in a couple months when the products that are delayed from the trucking industry shutting down, we're going to pay the price at the grocery store. We're going to pay the price with everything. So it's time for the people. You can have your beliefs, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you want to do. Sometimes we just got to sit back as American people and do what's best for us in America and look at the money that we're spending and throwing away and vote the right people in, not just people like Hoagland or somebody that gets the money and wants to throw his hat in the ring for something that's probably not for the right reason. Don't know. Just saying. All of a sudden, he's back. But I'm just, and Ron Ferguson's been in there, and it was all quiet and good and dandy until Hoagland wanted to run, and now he's a no good whatever, and he's doing this, and don't show up, and this and that. Yeah, well, where were you 3 years ago? Yeah, why would you complain 2 years ago? So everybody does it for a reason, and I think it's the wrong reason. There's a select few to go in there for the right reasons, and I think they get tainted really easy. When somebody starts throwing $20, $30, $40 million in front of your face, and, hey, there's no risk, and everybody does it, and the other senators and congressmen are saying do it, then that's what happens. They do it, and they get tainted. It's hard to turn down money when you're broke. So, everybody have a good day. Everybody, we're sending well wishes out to Dimitri and his voices. God forbid we don't hear him tomorrow.